Can you not speak in that low voice? Because I've got vibrating headphones and it tickles my earlobes. Anyway, yes. Yes, I'm Zaftera. I'm the editor of Eon Magazine. And I've been editing it for 2 years. We're just finishing up issue 8 of the magazine, which is coming out in a couple of weeks. And before that, I was a games journalist and still am, although I use the term journalist in the loose sense. Ziliana, how did you get to be here?
Well, I was born in a little town. I started playing Eve when a whole bunch of friends moved on to the game, and I was a very, very rubbish miner, which turned into even more of a rubbish pirate. And then one day, CCP called me up and they said, "Would you like to come out to Iceland for a weekend and do an Alliance tournament?" And months later, here I am, still doing Eve TV. So I am just your average lame player that had an opportunity to go to Iceland, and now we are doing Eve TV Weekly, which launches on Saturday. Okay, Zavatera, my question for you is: you say you do Eon, and you say you're the head main man of Eon. So I would like to know what goes into doing a magazine, because there's so much content in game. And you have to decide what stories are going to go in and what stories aren't. So why don't you take us through a little bit of a process of what is all included in putting the Eon magazine together?
Well, it's probably similar to when you put together a TV show in that you have to try and make sure that you're creating enough content that's going to appeal to hopefully everybody. So that's something that's going to cover people who do things like mining, do things like combat, do things in Empire or in 00, people who are interested in role playing, people who aren't, fiction, and you just try and basically balance it all out. And hope that it's all going to come in on time. And frequently it doesn't, but it's all good fun. Missing deadlines all the time, because I'm missing deadlines at the moment, because I'm supposed to have the magazine finished tonight, and I haven't. Is that similar to how TV works?
Well, I'm not going to begin to say how rubbish you are, but no, Eve TV is quite different because we just can't leave things to the last minute. We can't be working with people who leave things to the last minute. But no, we kind of, at the moment, Eve TV Weekly is, we are heading into relying. We have a lot of players that wanted to take part and do small excerpts, wanted to be reporters, wanted to write stories, wanted to write scripts, wanted to submit videos. So we took that all on board. So mainly my job and a lovely gentleman named Loxy Ryder, who is my main editor, go in and we take all those stories together that Zapatero and Spiral Junkie write when they get their deadlines done on time. Okay, Zappy Zap, why don't you tell the people at home, why don't you tell the listeners at home how you found EVE Online and what you like about this MMO compared to other MMOs?
That's a pretty simple one. I like this one because it has spaceships in, and I really don't like goblins or orcs or dwarves or axes and stuff like that. So spaceships did it for me, and that's pretty much it. Got into the game on day one. In fact, 9:30 on day one, I was the 300th character in the game. So I'm a bit of a fanboy. What about you?
Well, see, I used to like hitting like orcs and trolls and things of that nature. But with those games, it's always like you wanted to be the best and you would get to level 60 and then you would be great and superior and you'd be ganking noobs all night. And I think with Eve is that I admit to the fact that I suck. And that's the challenging bit of it, because you can always do things to try to be better than the other pilots out there. But honestly, there's just it's way too open, and it's a challenge, and I'm quite hard-headed with those type of things, so I'll probably be playing Eve for the next 10 years just to try to get one up on somebody else. But yeah, but that's when I actually have ISK. So that's pretty much how I found and enjoy the game.
Right, okay. We're going to go on to the questions that were posted to the forum, and luckily for me, they are all pretty much about ETV, which either says that no one gives a damn about Eon, or it's so brilliant that people don't have any questions to ask about it. Either way, let's ask a question. I just saw one and I've lost it again, and it is, yes, Wizard66 is asking. Could EVE TV on next broadcasts, which I assume is to do with the tournament, please add name tags to the speakers or onto the desks? Because I quite this is a question I thought of when I was watching the last broadcast, so there you go.
Well, I think the best thing overall about EVE TV Weekly is the fact that we actually get some more turnover time. I mean, when we do the live event, it is literally us invading a small conference room at CCP headquarters with very limited studio equipment. So this time around, what we get to do is that we get to take a lot of stuff with us, and we get to work on a lot. And those cute little titles you're talking about are called strap lines. And yes, we will be adding titles and strap lines. For the first show that's coming on Saturday, we have player meets, we have players in the studio, and I know when you're interviewing them and you get a bit distracted while you're watching the footage, and it goes to cutaways of blowy up ships and all that goodness, you forget who is actually sitting there. So yes, everything will have titles. We have a player meet with Fortuna 5, and there's about 20 players that we interviewed for the London meet, and I'm going to be spending all night titling them up as well, so everybody will get their 15 minutes of fame.
Right. There's a question here from Templar Relic, and it says, why do you think that this new player experience would be interesting for the average EVE player?
Ah, let's see. Well, first of all, Templar, I've noticed him actually, and I love players like that. I really, really want you to kind of throw questions at me and be judgmental. Constructive criticism is always nice, because at the end of the day, I want to be a perfectionist with this, and the only way I'm going to get better is if you hound me about production size of things. So, going back to your question about the new player experiment, I think it's a bit of a combination of everything. I want to please everyone in the new player experiment because you'll get the nostalgia of sort of when you started out in EVE and when that mini series in EVE Weekly actually launches. Some of their terminology and just the early noob mistakes they make is quite it's humorous, but then at the same time it's kind of one of those yeah, I did that type of things. It's also to address, you know, the learning curve in EVE and on what kind of game EVE is. And it cuts away to interviews with the developers that develop the tutorial and just CCP side of things as, you know, EVE as a game and how they know there's a steep learning curve and what are they going to do to change it? And are they going to change it too much that it, you know, makes the game less elite, maybe? A less, you know, selective? But you'll have to wait and see.
Right, okay. Very quick question. From Slash Harnett, great name. Why no Americans on screen?
Ah, the Americanas, the Americans. America, yes. Well, the studio is based in London at the moment. We have Trevinian who is going to come over and spend some time being a co-host, and he's American. But yes, I think it's the international waters at the moment. It will happen. We do want to get Americans on. and things of that nature. We want to get Americans on. We want to get, you know, some China players on. We want to get, you know, some German players, some Scandinavian players. You know, we want everybody in the studio. I know Eve is one server. It is a very international, multicultural game. And I think with Eve TV heading off in the pilot that it is, and that it's starting off, we are kind of using the local meat. Is that I lost track of a good word there, and maybe my head's in the wrong place. But yes, in time we will have people. We hope to have players coming into the studio from all over the world. We hope to have them take part. We hope to do a tour. We hope to go to the States. We hope to see players. We hope to interview players. We hope to voice their concerns. We hope to take devs to, like, the backwaters of America, in Alabama, with, you know, all the players there, and have them get a good lashing or something of that nature.
Okay, now there are quite a few questions about streaming versus downloads and questions of that nature. So I just add, actually, I think Ziliana mentioned it, I'm helping out, or supposed to be helping out, I'm being pretty useless, but helping out scripting and stuff. So Ziliana, why is it streaming and not download and stuff?
Ah, this is only like 8 pages of the general discussion section, isn't it? Yes, if I can be the spokesperson for a department that I'm not in charge of. But what it is that Eve TV wants to get it out to you. You know, and to do that, this is the on-demand service that we're aiming to start with. Now, there are so many avenues that Eve TV can go down, and please do not think we're right, if you don't like on-demand, then you can't watch Eve TV, and if you don't want to watch it, then, you know, ah. No, it's really kind of a case of, this is how we're starting out. We want to make changes. If there is a demand for download, we're looking into it. If there's a demand that people actually want us to go the advert route, and we'll look into that. And so many different options. You know, everything about Eve TV, you know, your concerns are very important, because it is a community feature. This is a feature for the players, and we want to be able to cater to everybody's, you know, really what they want to see. It's going to come in time. I mean, this is how we're getting out. This is kind of our pilot. This is our platform. We want to see the response, and then we want to follow up on that response. But, you know, it's not all or nothing, people, and we have read every single reply on that thread. We have read emails that have come in, and we're looking into it now while we're editing the first show, while we're booking stuff for the studio, while we're bringing in players for the next few shows. You know, we want to really dive into things, and viewer numbers do count. I mean, you get to view the first, second show for free on, you know, your 200J credits. Well, you take those numbers and those viewer numbers, and we see the demand, and we see how many people want to watch Eve TV. And if a lot of those people are like, listen, I want an alternative, then we'll try to look into an alternative. You know, it's not black and white. I mean, everybody knows how kind of mushy I am when players come to me and they voice their concerns. And I take that on board, because I am kind of in the same boat. I mean, I want to see special features. I want to see magazines. I want to see CCP doing this. I want CCP to do more fanfests. I want CCP to open more things up to the community, which are all optional, you know, as we say. But, yeah, so if there's a demand and people want to see stuff, then, yeah, we want to get it out there, and we will be looking into those type of things. But this is where we are. This is how we're trying to get our feet off the ground. We're trying to get your feedback for your production, like the production side of things, what you like, what you don't like. Do we need to have more things on the South? Do we need to have more things on small corporations? Do we need to explain more? Do we need more people in the studio? And all those things on top of the fact how you want to view it. So keep griping. I mean, you can give your concerns, you know, and even those lovely people who have a more kind of passionate, can we say, way of replying on the forums about things they dislike or do like. You know, I don't look at it and say, oh, you're just having a whinge. I look at it and say, okay, yeah, I understand there, and maybe I even think that way a little bit as well, and we're going to take the time in to sort that out, or at least try to make more options.
There was a really good post actually in the as a reply to Devblog yesterday about from Verone, who was talking about the PvP tournament in Iceland and how he had it's kind of very friendly atmosphere and it had this kind of slightly do-it-yourself aesthetic to it that had very friendly, very chummy, very people very knowledgeable, and he clearly had he and a lot of other people clearly had concerns that ETV was going, completely too far down the road of being professional, and I don't think that's the case. We are trying to make it a bit more professional, but we're not trying to make it overly professional. We just want it to feel a bit more like a weekly show. But I mean, do you want to add to that?
Well. No, I know people kind of they go to the website. They see a picture, a snapshot of Spiral, of Stevie SG, and the people in the new player experience. And, we have, we're working with Eon. And those boys love their graphics. And I actually like the website. I do like it how it's come out, because if it was me, there'd be, like, dancing Jesuses on it. And, I could not put a website together to save my life. But, yeah, so I do understand the first, okay, I look at the website, oh my god, it looks like, this, or it looks like that. I mean, Saturday is the pilot, it is our first go, it's the first go in the studio, and if anybody knows that from the first Alliance tournament to the second Alliance tournament, I really, really try to take things on board, and I want every single show to be like 100 times better than the last show, and the way that happens is that, I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to fix that. Or, oh, I want to do this better. But then also I look at the forums and I look at players that contact me. You might look on the website and think you know what the show is going to look like. You might have even griped about what the show is going to look like. But, Saturday is free. Go and view it. Say, you might come to me and say, I think you need to crispen it up a bit. I think you need to have more players in. I think you need to be on location more. I think you need more of this news or that news, or your correspondents are crappy or something of that nature. You're going to go in and pick it apart. But I think going on one photograph of a banner on the this is corporate. We're going to have people walking out, in bikinis, displaying keyboards. Maybe in time. But right now, it's not happening. We're not selling products as well. We're not. Everybody keeps saying that we have to have a very hot Eve TV map girl, and there's loads of suggestions in that way. But really, take the time, view it on Saturday, and let us know. I mean, you can make all the assumptions now that EVTV looks this way, or it's going to be this way, or it's going to be this way. Yeah, that's fine, but you'll find out on Saturday.
It'd probably be a bit remiss not to have a question from Winterblink, who says, who asks, from a technical perspective, what has EVTV learned from previous broadcasts that they'll be applying to their upcoming operations?
Previous broadcasts. Well, for those of you who have seen the last, the last two Alliance tournaments, you'll know that it was made with like four people crammed in a small conference room at CCP with no open windows, I might add, and lots of hot lights. And it was very rushed. I mean, it was using as many resources, working as many hours as you can, and trying to get things out. From the first day to the Alliance tournament to the second day to the third day, and only having 3 days in between to tweak anything We would have loads of players saying, "Oh, I don't like this. Oh, you need to have more titles. Oh, you need to have more player videos. Oh, you need to have this." Well, with EVE Weekly, we get so much more control over being able to take on board that feedback and add it all together and make something that the community loves. And I think time. So time is the biggest thing, and that's the biggest thing that we're going to take advantage of, is every single week taking on board things, trying new things, and leaning towards what the community wants to see, and taking advantage of the fact that we have loads of lovely players who have volunteered so much to take part. I mean, at the end of the day, CCP gave me this amazing opportunity to come out and do weekly, do alliance tournaments for them, do weekly broadcasts for them. And if I have players that are in university or players that want to learn more about television or players that work in television, but, they work on QVC or something of that nature, and they just want to get a bit more kind of their hobby into their profession, then that's great because we have a lot of passionate people out here who love the game, who are working on EVE TV, who are collaborating and bringing so many things to the table for you because they're really, they are part of the community. I am part of the community. I mean, I slipped in some paint, and the blue text really means nothing, but honestly, like every single bit of EVE TV comes from, my player experience and the player experience of the thousands and thousands of other players I've run into this game. So there you have it.
So I'll sorry. Press talk. No, I've got a question here from Tareem Kashar, which I'll answer because Ziliana has got her dinner in front of her and she's probably gone cold. And it's kind of following on from earlier about the community have expressed their displeasure at willingness to pay for a streaming service without option to download. And just following on from what Ziliana asked said earlier. This is something that is quite new, and it's kind of hopefully it is going to work out. But we are looking at all the options in the future. And I mean, personally, I've actually said to the guys in charge here that I think it would be pretty cool after a few weeks if we do have something that's downloadable, or the rate goes down, or something like that. It's all very hopefully all very flexible. And like Zinian said, any kind of feedback that we get, we are going to take it on board. Because even though MMM is a business, the people who are making EVE TV and the people who are making Eon are EVE fans, and so we kind of know, what people have a capacity to accept or not to accept. So we will listen. So hopefully things will work out on that. Let me just grab another question actually, and from Omazombie, is EVE TV interested in submissions from the general EVE public about putting together shows for broadcast? And if so, as a follow-on, who should we contact regarding helping out behind the scenes?
Well. So I will answer the second part of that question first, because it kind of led into what I was previously talking about. You can contact me. It is colleen@eve-online.tv. If you're in the London area and you want to take part in kind of the production side of things, if you want to take part in any other aspect of EVE TV, or just kind of get feedback or experience, or just ask general production questions. I mean, there is a player right now who is doing some tutorials for in-game, and he's kind of putting all these videos together. And obviously, at any time, if he has any kind of video questions and things, I told him, you can pass it on to me. Because I think that's a great idea. I really promote. Like, I'm always looking at people's videos and things from that forum section. And that's really how we kind of poached LoxyRider, because he makes amazing EVE videos. And we kind of kidnapped him and threatened his life. And now he's working in our office. But yes, so that side of things, being involved with EVE TV as being a reporter or being a correspondent or being a voiceover artist, You can just kind of contact me directly or contact anybody really from the Eve TV team. Or if you're just putting videos together and you need formatting questions or things of that nature. And the other part of that was, is Eve TV interested in submitting? Yes, is Eve TV interested in submitting things from the general public? Well, that kind of varies. I mean, as in people submitting videos to us, that's a lovely, lovely idea. I think anybody who approaches us will hit the hard reality of the hard reality we have, which is that music is copyrighted, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. But obviously, you know, getting in touch with some amazing sound people, because Gotchi, for example, who is a great guy in-game who does sound design, has done some sound design for Eve TV, and he's a player, and we have other players that do sound design, and we have other players trying to do videos, and they want to put things together, and they want to sneak a one-minute feature onto Eve TV to get their work shown, and we are more than happy to cater to that. So if that sort of answers that question, Zappy Poo?
Yes, that was lovely. There's a couple of questions regarding the... Oh, no, this is good, because you love this. Liliana loves this. What, from Sigari Kitawa, are you going to make ETV an interactive experience, such as TV shows found on G4? Or are you going to keep them streamlined?
Do I take that in a bad way? Like, he loves G4, he doesn't love G4. I think if he's referring to the technical side of things, I mean, I don't want to make cheese, okay? I mean, as much as the community would love to have big breast implanted, tanned model co-hosts that wear skimpy clothing and say, oh, Amber is awesome. I mean, we could. I mean, if the community demands it. But there's a level of kind of... I want Eve TV to always remain, you know, made by the players, for players, and all the things of that nature. It's about making that happy medium. We want Eve TV to be Eve, but then we also want to put in a lot of, you know, we want to use the television medium as much as we can to get stories out, to, you know, edit those stories, to make videos, to go to player meets and make the player meets almost like a very, very kind of intimate video for the people that were there, because obviously they want to see it, you know? It's something that they went to and they get memories there and things of that nature, and we want to highlight all these player meets that are around the world, and hopefully we can go to those player meets, and hopefully players that want to be presenters, we can fly out with us, and, you know, we can kind of build this Eve TV on the road type thing.
Soul Blythe has got a nice long question, but basically asking what's the format for the first show and how the news being presented.
Well, for the first show, which I am staring at right now because some of it is thrown into editing, and if I look over a little bit further, I see John, who is making an amazing, amazing intro, which you guys are going to adore because I can't stop drooling all over the place. And then we have Loxy, who is doing loads and loads and loads of beautiful in-game footage from events that we've followed players on and things of that nature. But to go to the format, yes. We are highlighting news, and we are feeling around for what news. We're feeling around for such a mixed bag of news. So the show kind of opens up with headlines and things like that. Certain news features. Of course, this week, for the first show, we have Hillmar exclusive, which I think, you know, I really, really hope you enjoy. I mean, Eve TV, we get to ask those questions that you want to ask Hillmar. And the whole interview is made up of those questions. And It's those things you want to kind of look at the head of CCP and you want to ask, because I know that there has been many, many kind of stirring concerns and things of that nature, and it's one of the biggest reasons I was like tickled pink that he was coming down to the studio, because we could address those things, you know, and it's definitely weighing over the head of the Eve community. Then we go back into kind of alliance highlights. We highlight some new alliances that are in game. We have loads of things submitted by players, and of course we went to the London meet that was just in June, and that will also be featured as well. So the show will have community news, CCP exclusives, in-game news, in-game features, and we're kind of leaving it open as a very, very nice buffet for you, so that you can sit down and say, I like that. I want more of that. I want you to get more. I want you to go to CCP more, and I want you to address the questions as they happen. And that will be something. It will be, you know, live video link into CCP. So if something blows up and you're like, we need to sort that out, and I want CCP to answer this now, then we're going to fight to do it. And you're going to be able to look, you know, they'll be looking right in the camera, you'll be looking right at them, and we'll address those questions. We do want to go to player meets. We want to go to loads of player meets. We want to meet players. We want to discuss concerns with players. We want to take players out to discuss concerns with the company, with other players, and things of that nature. So it's everything around EVE is based around the community, and the structure of the first show is sort of to give you a taste of everything, and then sort of feel around and see where we go from there.
There's a question that I'll answer actually, because I'm feeling a bit unloved, from Cyril Mert. And it says, if a reporter is contacted and asked to attend a battle event, something, and one of the parties doesn't want Eve to be present, will the reporter leave? Basically, personally, I feel that if someone turns up kind of all of a sudden in a battle and the people are complaining, then immediately the person should leave. Just as a point of not upsetting people, because if ETV is not in the business of wanting to annoy people, upset people, we want to report the news, and hopefully what will happen is it'll get to the point where people think that we are impartial, unbiased, and people are fairly happy for us to be there. But that's something we have to prove. It's not something that we should expect from people. So basically, yes, if we arrive somewhere and we're filming something and people don't want us there, then we'll go. It's simple as that, because you won't be able to blow us up, so we'll have to go. But I'll move on to another question, Viziliane, from Hypnotoad, and it's basically talking about the Alliance tournament. Will players have to pay for it? That's it.
Well, the very, very, very short answer to that is no. I mean, EVE, we've gotten such a big response from doing the Alliance tournaments, and I am talking about hundreds of thousands of viewers. The problem with that is that it costs a lot of money to stream those events. And this is the whole thing. Well, if there's such a demand for EVE, well, let's make something that people want. And people have asked, you know, why are you charging, you know, a few pence for every show? Like, where is that money going? What are you doing with that money? Well, EVE, we want to film Alliance tournaments for free. We want to be able to film FanFest for free. If there is big major concerns in the game, you know, we want to do features that are for the community, that the community can view. And sadly, you know, that does cost a bit of money. And if EVE Weekly can be used as a source of gathering those materials, gathering that bit of income to make sure that Alliance tournaments are always free, then that's what I want to do. And I can guarantee that the Alliance tournaments will be bigger and bigger and better every single time that there's an Alliance tournament. Because honestly, you know, I've the last Alliance tournament was in December. I still have kind of the logs of all the suggestions that players were like, they want to see more titles, they want more of this, they want more of these interviews, they want more of this. They want, you know, more cameras in game. They want, you know, harder hitting action and better in-game camera and better experts. And, you know, that's what we want to give you. And we open experts and commentators to the community, which you can find on the general discussion forums, that anybody, any player who submits an application and goes through and is selected gets to go out to Iceland, gets to hang out and eat loads of free sandwiches at CCP. Preferably go early because the GMs will, you know, bite your arm off if they see them first. But we want you to come out. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want to enjoy the game you love with the company that makes it. We want you to take part in the Alliance tournament, and we want it to be an experience that you'll never forget. And we want everybody at home who's viewing the Alliance tournament to feel the same thing, and they shouldn't be charged for it. But streaming does cost, sadly, and we are maybe looking at EVE TV Weekly as a small, small way of saying, listen, there are costs involved, and we want to do more, and we want to fill this need, and we want Alliance tournaments, we want to go to FanFest, we want to be able to broadcast from FanFest. You know, just because people live in Australia or halfway across the world and can't get to Iceland doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to take part in that community event, because it's for the community. So it's those type of things. I mean, EVE TV Weekly is just the beginning. It could rise up, it could be more and more and more, and there's different avenues and there's different ways of getting it out to the community, and things like on demand and download and so many other options will come up, and we will explore them because they've already been addressed to us by lots of people from the community that they want a different alternative, and we're going to take that on board and we're going to look into it. And yeah.
Has there been decisions on how, what the PvP tournament is going to be like?
Well, there is a team. The tournament itself, as in the structure and the gameplay side of the tournament, is completely different. CCP has a team headed up by GM Nova, who is completely going for a different feel. I mean, you can warp in this year's arena. You can have up to 10 ships. It's based on points, and it's based down on the points of the ships you take out. It's so skill based, aside from ISK based, that people get to really show their stuff. And I think it's going to be an excellent tournament. And for me, I love it because it's like doing a whole new thing. I mean, not only do we get to go and maneuver around and sort out having more in-game cameras and making the action quicker and more hard-hitting, and there's just so many different forms of, so many different ways and so many different setups and so many different, like, options for alliances taking part this year. I think it's, hopefully it's going to be very enjoyable, but it's going to be something different as well.
There've been a few questions about technical stuff, which I'm not a technical person, so I couldn't possibly answer them. But there was one question which I know is very close to Liliana's heart, and that is about PayPal, paying for Jalopo credits through PayPal. Is there any news on that?
Ah, yes, yes, yes. That goes into the whole, that is something that we want to take on board, and it will be implemented. It will. And because I will be the evil stepchild in following up on that and making sure. The whole options thing in general, you know, keep your eyes open. We will be working on it. I can say right now, we know the concern, and we know the concern because I talk about the concern every single day. And what we're going to do is that there will be more options, hopefully, and there will be more things in the future. So really the only thing I can say about that is that we are trying, and yes.
there was a concern from Xeon about Xeon, I think it is, saying pretty much, why don't CCP get on with doing other things apart from making TV? Just to reiterate, basically, that CCP aren't making ETV. CCP aren't making Eon Magazine. They're helping out with things, providing some resources and occasionally popping into the studio. But it's all being done by professionals, TV professionals, in the case of Eon Magazine, wannabe professionals. And we're kind of not trying to impose on CCP at all, even though we do. And, you know, it's not taking away from any development time or any kind of features or bug fixing or anything like that. It's a complete, you know, we are a separate entity from CCP. We just like to bug them occasionally. I think we're going to move on to questions that have been asked in this channel. So hold on one second while I just have a flick through them.
You're really up on this, Apatara. Shouldn't we get kind of some, you know, intermission music or something while you sort yourself out? Dun, 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 dun. He'll be up with a question in just a second.
Oh wow, there's a question for me, but there isn't a name, which makes me think someone at CCP made it up just to make me feel loved. And it says, because I'll ask it myself, how do you see Eon evolving in the future? Oh, please. Phone's off, please. The idea with Eon was always, with Eon Magazine, was always to make it kind of go closer and closer into the community. Which was kind of difficult to do because it's quarterly. But now we've kind of got sort of side by side with EVTV in a sense. I think EVTV is going to be the thing it's going to be because it's weekly. It's going to be more and more about in-game stuff, more and more about in-game news, what's happening on a week, well, daily basis, but what's happening on a weekly basis. And Eon's going to it's something we're going to, here at MMM, we're going to have a massive meeting about actually next week and kind of have a brainstorm and see where we're going to take it. But we're going to redesign it, but we're going to sort of try and make it a bit more of a bit more special and a bit more professional get some feedback and hopefully, you know, see what people don't like, see what people think needs changing, because there's the chart stuff which talks about corporations and whether people would like to see stuff, more stuff about alliances or things like that. So it's something we are working on to improve, and we're going to try and improve it kind of so it's complementary with ETD rather than kind of competing. So we'll be doing that as soon as we finish the current issue, which we're finishing up this week. And so it's kind of it's moving into something new which hasn't been decided yet. But hopefully that'll be quite exciting when we start working on that in a few weeks' time, after issue 8 is out. Right, let me just look for another question for Zeliana, if you bear with me. All right, there's one here from Cormanar Bright. This text is really small, and my eyes are rubbish. Someone mentioned earlier the possibility of EVTV as an in-game overlay. Have you guys thought of that? Think immersive Aurora coverage of in-game events.
Yes. Well, first of all, Aurora events, we'd love to be able to cover them, because there's a lot of people and Eve that put a lot into the game. And this is the whole thing of us trying to highlight those people, be it players, be it volunteers, and things of that nature. How do I answer that? Come on, Zappy. Zappy Zap. You could answer this, couldn't you? What do you want to see done with Eve TV?
I'd like it to be a holographic display that plugs into the back of my head. I think that'd be great. There's one here that's, I think, just been put up, and it says, would you guys ever tack on a subscription addition to your Active Eve subscription so you can pay along with your account? I'll just say, because CCP and MMM are different companies, they would have to slightly merge some kind of accounting thing. Not being an accounting guy, I don't know what would happen. But there has been discussion and ideas thrown around between people who wear suits and discuss things like money, to have some kind of super subscription or something. But how far along that kind of thing is, I've no idea. But it's certainly something that gets discussed from time to time. Although whether it's any kind of high level discussion, I don't know. It's not something me as a humble grunt is privy to. It's a question from Di, maybe it could be Welsh, who knows. Are there any plans for a Fourth Alliance tournament DVD, or has the whole idea of DVDs, or a DVD, been completely scrapped?
Well, let's see. Yes, the Fourth Alliance tournament. Third Alliance tournament, Fourth Alliance tournament. Those DVDs, yeah. It really comes down to the fact that we broadcast for 6 hours a day, over 6 days. And that's a lot of footage. And as many players have said, oh yeah, bring out the box set. I think, overall, if there's a very, very big demand for it, then we'll try to squeeze one in. But then there's a lot of issues with, obviously, if you format for DVDs, and I don't want to get too technical here, but if you format for DVDs, then what happens is that we would have to make everything smaller for the actual broadcast, or everything kind of weirdly shaped for the broadcast. To give an example, you know, in the Alliance tournaments, you get to see everybody's stats on the sides. Well, if you were doing a DVD for TV, those stats would have to be quite squeezed in. So you would have these two bars of stats, of players' stats, but they would kind of be floating in the middle of your already decently sized, but not that decently sized screen. So there's lots of implications there that we found on the last DVD that we were like, well, if we start to shoot for DVD, then people will be missing or not being able to see stuff for the Alliance tournament, and if we start doing the Alliance tournament, then for a DVD, we could cut off the stuff for that. So it's kind of a two-ended sword. But there is an option of doing things like DVDs and things of that nature, and I'm sure they will come up more and more. And I know it's been discussed about doing documenting FanFest and then getting that out for a DVD, which they actually did for the first ever FanFest. But yeah, I mean, think of what's going on at FanFest this year and how massive that's going to be. So yeah, there's always features like that that people bring up, and kind of things you can hold in your hand. And so yeah, we take it on board and we see where the community takes it.
There was a question here, and I can't remember who asked it, and I'm trying to find it again. And it's something to do with, is the Eve set on a real ship or something? I haven't seen the set because it's I've been too busy, but Ziliana has seen it plenty. Would you like to explain it?
No, we're not in like a mobile paddy wagon in Jeddah yet, but yes, there is kind of a very nice looking. Oh, I just opened my DVD player. Hold on, my buttons are pretty bad. Right, technical errors. Right, there is kind of a Eve feel to the studio of Eve TV. And we're trying to mix an element of making it like a news broadcast, making it, you know, like a television broadcast, but then also bringing in the element of Eve. And by doing that, we kind of have a station feeling backdrop with some green screen that goes into a docking station that our lovely John Auger is creating right now, which is looking very, very nice. And yes, we're finding the comfortable medium. We want to bring in elements of Eve. We want to make it look, you know, as amazing as possible. But then at the same time, you know, having Spiral Junkie roleplay Amar the whole time might get, you know, to be a bit of a drag after a while. But yes, it's kind of taking it where the community goes. We want to build on the set. We want to make it bigger. We want to go to FanFest and build a set. We want to go to the States and build a set there. And we want to, you know, fly everybody around and do loads of events. And especially, I know the stateside thing, and people mention the American thing. And I feel bad for the little Americans because they're so... you know, CCP is pushing over kind of to that side of the lake. And so, yeah, it's all about kind of finding a happy medium to make something look cool and... something look Eevee, and I guess you'll have to wait to Saturday to see what it looks like.
I think there's a question here, and because it's phonetically spelled, it must be asked. From Hammer Tishi O, wants to know if there will be a live-ish ticker as it's being displayed about recent events, maybe, or if it's on a Saturday. There will be fun stuff going on at the time. I demand a ticker, they say.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That actually really is, because it's the love it, hate it thing. I mean, you add anything like tickers or scrolling text, and then what happens is that some people like it and some people don't. So... we're going to try to find a happy medium. Obviously, we'd love to scroll news and kind of make it very, like, you know, action-y, Eve news, dun-dun-dun. But yes, we're going to find a happy medium, because if we ever did, like, scrolling news outside the actual player, then you could actually turn it off if you didn't want to watch it while you were watching it. So, yes, there's loads of things of that nature. We're going to kind of feel around and see what works and see what everybody likes.
One here from Field Marshal Matrix. Will it be possible to advertise in-game stuff, like sales, recruitment, on ETV? I believe we had an email today from someone asking about adverts. And it's not something we've yet thought about, because we've been pretty busy, but Ziliana will know more about whether it's possible there.
I think it just comes back down to the whole... you have to worry about with broadcasting, with copyright music and things like that. I want to get to the point where any corporation, any alliance, any service, any class, anybody trying to sell anything, anybody trying to recruit in-game can actually say, right, I'm going to make a video, and then that we can actually work with them on the sound design for it and kind of bring them into the filmmaking element of things. And also, you know, adverts, as well as kind of a different style of video making, and that's what I liked about the Alliance tournament, because there were loads of people who made loads of videos, and they would always post them on the forums, and they'd be very kind of cinematic and beautiful, and they found that the biggest challenges were kind of taking on an advert type format. I mean, there's some players that want to make kind of correspondent pieces for Eve TV, and they're having a bit of trouble because it's just a completely different style. And obviously, you know, if players want to take that on board and they want to make adverts and they want to have, you know, kind of broadcasting restrictions and things like that and kind of work around that and take on board the challenge, then we're more than happy to see it. And obviously, we want to get a database to supply music, to supply sound effects. I'd love to have... corporation and alliance ads going through Eve TV weekly. And any corporation or alliance or service that want to do that can contact me directly, and we will hash out all the details there and get their stuff viewed.
One here from Dark Veil. Can you not have training sessions for noobs where experienced pilots demonstrate for noobs different topics each week, etc.
Well, I think that was the whole point of the new player experience with Fangtooth Kasumi and Fortuna 5 and Beefy Fiddler, was to take on board those type of things. I mean, we get to take on board the nostalgia of all the little quirky things you do wrong as a new player, and we get to mix that with kind of having the host of that, Farjong, who, you know, claims to be an experienced player in the game, to kind of run them through things, and when they have questions and we address kind of major issues, major problems, things with the learning curve, different aspects of the game that you can go in and different things that you can kind of aspire to do in the game. And I think the new player experiment brings in those elements, and that's what we were trying to achieve, ultimately. I wanted to make a fun little series that breaches a lot of topics that can be featured in a small section every week, so it doesn't take up the whole theme of your show if you like the breaking news, if you like the dev profiles, and things of that nature. It's just the new player experiment will be a section in the next few weeks that come up where you'll be able to see the progress of what they're doing. You'll be able to see tips that Farjong gives them and other kind of experienced players that are sitting with them and doing the same thing, and see, you know, kind of carry through that old time of when you started Eve, and see the trouble they get into. I mean, Eve is a lot different than when I started playing. This whole idea of players going out to do early scams or be a bit of tricksters with new players, I find that really fascinating, because it just wasn't there 3 years ago when I was playing. Or if it was, it was to a smaller extent, and you'd be like, haha, nice try. But yeah, it's loads of things like that. If, you know, if we can bring things up for new players, that they want to see, and educate them, then that's great. If we want to bring a bit of a giggle to old players being like, oh, I remember when I did that. And that's pretty much what the new player experiment is trying to achieve.
An early question here from Sigami Katawa. Guys, why don't you have the host stay solid with different segments from a few players? Which I guess means having reporters for different subjects, like for economics and for alliance stuff, diplomacy stuff, and what have you. And I think that's something we're trying to address. We've actually got a bunch of people who are kind of lined up as correspondents that we're kind of going through. We're going through the process of seeing who's kind of proficient with what, and who's got a decent mic, and who's got a good voice, and we're kind of setting up the process of doing news and hoping to kind of get the right people involved. But gathering news is quite tricky. I'm finding it quite tricky myself, because I'm used to working in a medium that doesn't work at such a quick fire pace. So doing news weekly and having a deadline a weekly deadline is quite tricky. So and it's also quite tricky for the other people to get used to it. So it's we will kind of move further towards the area and have correspondents who are, you know, proper economics correspondents, proper diplomacy correspondents. So that's something we're kind of working towards. Oh, cool. Oh, someone mentioned this yesterday. Can we have birthday session on Eve TV, people's birthdays with cards and stuff?
Do you mean like birthday wishes? Like players can give other players birthday wishes and things like that? Yeah, bring them forward. I mean, if you want Zap to come on and be like, happy birthday, then we can do that. I mean, he's kind of little and short and hobbity, but if you put him in like an elf costume, it'd be hilarious. But yes, no, I think, you know, players wishing other players happy birthday, players saying, hey, I'm putting a bounty on you and I'm coming to get you type things. Yeah, I think players can give messages to each other, and all they have to do is kind of send us an email, and we'll make up a graphic and we'll feature it at the end of the show each week, because, yeah, good ideas like that, bring them forward.
But wouldn't they only be like 1 year old or 2 year old or 3 or 4? 4 maybe, maximum. Question from Amber Faber. How much screen time are you planning on offering per week?
I'm assuming they're referring to the length of the show. Yes. At the moment, it is surrounding around 30 minutes a show, 30 to 40 minutes a show. And then if you want to see exclusives, like Hilmar, for example, Hilmar talks about a lot of topics in his exclusive. And when we launch on Saturday, we will have the weekly show. And we will also have the whole exclusive to answer all those questions, because a lot of people, that's important to them. The same, like I said before, with the London Player Meet and the Seattle Player Meet and the Copenhagen Player Meet and wherever else we go to do player meets. We will make, you know, that footage available for the players that were actually there. And that's what the archive's for. You'll be able to search through your interests and see what you want to see and things of that nature. So, yes.
There's one at the top here from Denise Williams. Not the Denise Williams, I'm not sure. Is there a the Denise Williams? Doesn't CCP fund EVTV? I thought CCP had enough money. CCP don't fund EVTV. And possibly be good if they did, but they don't. Actually, when us guys from E.ON went over to see CCP at Christmas, or just after the FanFest, and when they mentioned about doing EVTV, it was kind of mentioned ages ago as a thought, and the idea behind, part of the reason they wanted MMM to kind of be involved was to try and make EVTV more independent, so, and unbiased, and more of a kind of, not professional, because I think it already was professional, but that kind of journalistic side to things. And CCP felt that if it was separate from CCP, if EVTV was separate from CCP, then it would be seen and would in actual fact be more independent, unbiased, and that kind of thing. So, which is great if that CCP wants to see that kind of thing evolve and go that way, which is very nice. I think we're pretty much done on questions. Can't see any that we haven't answered. Shall we wrap this up? I'll just say that despite the fact I've been not doing much apart from asking questions and Ziliana, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. Hopefully you can do it again some other time. I hope we've answered all the questions correctly and people are pleased, hopefully. I do hope people will tune in. And I do hope people will buy E.ON, little magazine that I do. And so thank you very much. I'll pass you over to Ziliana.
Okay, I have people screaming like mad, and Wrangler is going to chase me down because I am breaking the code. I am not doing the questions that they're posting in the channel. I see people going on about billboards. Yes, billboards. Oh, man. I would love to see billboards. I would love to get live streaming on the billboards. We need to sort this out, don't we? But yes, I think, you know, the billboards from the beginning, when I went over to CCP and they asked me to do the Alliance tournament, the first thing I thought, I was like, do we get to do it on the billboards? But not in that kind of flaky, you know, bimbo voice. But no, really, I think advertising on the billboards would be great. And if I can find the billboardian of CCP, then I will hunt them down with a large stick or something and make sure that I think billboards would be great. I think ETV stuff on billboards. I think, you know, Alliance stuff on billboards. I think it'd be awesome. I think we need more billboards, like 10,000 of them by the station. But yes, so I can't really breach on the billboard topic, but it's something I've been hounding about and that I'd love to see in a game. So I want to thank everybody, I guess, for coming out. I'm sorry if we kind of drifted off towards the middle. We've not slept in days. But yes, we'll be working the next 24 hours, the next 48 hours or whatever, on Eve TV straight. I brought pillows into the office for everyone, and we'll be editing like mad. So thank you guys so much, and I will see you hounding us on the forums very soon.